Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. It's our coverage of Pella High School signing days continue with Nate Warner, who's on his way to Central Missouri to play football. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to keep on playing football, a sport I know you love?
You know, like, going through the family, I have all my family members been playing this sport all day, like, all their whole lives, and, like, just knowing that it's a sport I love and I get to continue playing it in college, not everybody gets that opportunity, and having that opportunity is just one great thing to have.
And what was so attractive about the Mules program and the opportunity to play somewhat close to home, but still here, maybe a different opportunity?
Like you said, it's somewhere close to home, not too far, not too short, but the first thing all is the coaches. Like, I love the coaches. They showed me respect. They have a great way in Christ and everything. They showed me that they loved me, and they gave me a great opportunity. And obviously, when I went on my official visit, the players were great to me also. They gave me a fun time down there when I was up there, and it was just a great time.
Well, and there's been no doubt that you've made your mark on defense. I imagine that's what the coaching staff has in mind for you, something on the defensive side of the football?
Yep, I'm going to stay at linebacker, hopefully stay in the middle is what I was told. But obviously their defense is a great defense to play in, and it's going to be a fun time.
Well, I know your football journey has been marked so much, too, about playing through injuries these last couple of years in particular. How has that been going since you've had your most recent surgery, and what's it been like to build back knowing you want to be healthy and ready to be on campus this summer?
Like you said, there's a lot of setbacks that I've gone through, going through multiple shoulder surgeries, but this one I've obviously been recovering well. Everything's been going well. I've just got started my PT Friday, so it's going well, and it's exciting to be back.
Well, and you've been with Coach Bollard. He's been the defensive coordinator, now your head coach in this program. Really growing up, right, as a small kid, how do you think they have gotten you ready for this next level, and how much appreciation do you have for all the hours that you spent with these guys, knowing that it should prepare you for the college level of football?
Yeah, like you said, I've had Coach Bollard. He's coached all my brothers and all that, so I've seen known him forever, and going through this, he's shown me how to be a man, not just a player. And it's just been great to know that he's been coaching me and teaching me all my techniques and teaching me how to be the leader I am on the team, and knowing how to control the team even when stuff's going bad, and that's one thing he's taught me.
We're here with Nate Warner discussing his signing day, heading to Central Missouri to play football coming up this fall. And, of course, the drawback to being injured is that you haven't been able to be there with your basketball guys. I know track is still a little bit up in the air about what you're able to do, but how have you been trying to make the most of this time with your friends still, even though you can't right now at least be out there with them?
Going back to when Coach Bollard making me a leader, it also develops in basketball. I get it during timeouts. I'm in there trying to tell them, hey, we got to do this, we got to do this, because they can't see everything while they're playing. I see most everything now while I'm watching on the bench, and I can just coach them doing that. So basically, I'm a part-time coach is now what I'm really doing.
Well, and obviously you've been really close to some championship potential with football, and it sounds like you may be able to do some of that for track and field and be a contributor to that. I don't want to put you on the spot, but if that opportunity arises, how exciting would it be to chase something at the Blue Oval again and to chase a championship before you graduate?
It's really exciting knowing that my family's made of championships, going through all the older brothers. I got to finally get one, and I think we have a great opportunity to do that, especially with Harry as one of our runners and Kanan. We got great guys everywhere, and it's going to be a great team this year.
And just lastly, what do you look, we're going to talk, not lastly, but about the school related thing. What are you just looking forward to most about being with this group of guys? This class I know is so close, and just enjoying your last few months of high school.
Like you said, this class, we've been brothers ever since we got here. And Harry, even coming from Oski, he became a brother right away. And it's just, it's going to suck obviously when it ends, but during this last couple times, like, we're going to enjoy it as much as we can, compete as much as we can.
And the exciting news is that both you and Palmer have been invited to compete at the Shrine Bowl. Now, whether or not you can is going to depend on how rehab goes, but how excited are you just for that opportunity to join a rich tradition at the Shrine Bowl? We've had a lot of great athletes from Pella who have gone on to do that, including, I believe, at least one of your brothers.
Lucas, yes. Lucas was also at the Shrine Bowl, and it's obviously a great opportunity. It's a great accomplishment to be one of these guys, because it knows that your coach notices that you've been a leader on your team, not just a great player, but also, like I said, a leader. And it's just a great opportunity. And obviously, this year I get to do it with someone I know and a player that I've been playing with my entire life. And it's going to be really exciting to play with Palmer.
And the best part about that, too, is not just the football game, but the charitable aspect. You are right now looking for fundraising support. Both you and Palmer are trying to garner some support to benefit the Shriners Hospital.
Yeah, it's actually a really good thing. That's why one thing I like about the Shrine Bowl is how it's not just about the football game. It's about outside and how you treat the people that are in need and all of that.
Awesome. That's Nate Warner heading to Central Missouri to play football. Huge congratulations, Nate, and we'll see you compete hopefully soon.
Thank you.